Well, there's nothing like doing a LinkedIn Live for focusing the mind and making you think about what you're actually presenting. So welcome to my very first one. You may well have seen, if you sort of follow lots of the stuff that I do, you may well have seen that I do quite a lot of sort of live stuff, be it on Facebook or YouTube. This is the first one I'm doing on LinkedIn, and it's really great to be on here. Just wanted to spend a few moments just really to give you a heads up on what's coming next week. I'm going to be doing a live LinkedIn Q&A for marketing. Not just all the stuff I've been focusing on this year, the whole kind of mindful marketing and mindful business conversation about ethics and sustainability, but more traditional kind of marketing and digital, because a lot of my clients, a lot of people I talk to, a lot of people that I support, are still going through the typical kind of marketing planning exercises, and I think a lot of people are right at the heart of doing that right now. It's that time of year, that kind of planning stage. I've been looking after a lot of apprentices in marketing this year. I'm up to around about 30 now who I look after across a whole range of different sectors. And that's been really, really exciting and really interesting. And one of the most enjoyable parts of that is when I've actually done some live Q&As with them. The live bit is obviously making it really sort of quite exciting, because you've no idea what's going to come up. You've no idea what people are going to be asking you. So I do really enjoy that, because it certainly keeps you on your toes and makes you think and makes you really focus in on what's important. And obviously, you know, as we go through planning exercises for 2020, it's a really, really key time. There's been loads of trends, loads of different things happening in the last 12 months, but even so, the last 6 months, we've seen massive changes in terms of the way that we do business, the things that our customers are focusing in on. So right here, right now, it's a really, really great time to be thinking about how we can kind of take that into next year. So the Q&A, hopefully next week, if you have any questions at all, anything that's kind of maybe little gaps in your planning, maybe if you haven't even started doing your planning and you're thinking, we really probably should start to think about next year and kind of where we're going to take this, now is the best time to do it. So if you need some structure, if you need a framework, if you need some templates, some models to kind of shape your thinking and get you started, then feel free to ask. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say that being a live Q&A, obviously you can show up at the time, and I'll share a little bit more about the day. I'm going to do that early next week. But if in the meantime you think, I could do with a few sort of ideas, maybe use Neil as a bit of a sounding board, I'd be more than happy to sort of hear from you as well. So DM me or send a link to me through the message thread below. I'm more than happy to get that, or you can send me a direct message, that's absolutely fine. But of course, it will be also live. So if you want to just rock up on the day and try and catch me out, if you like, that's fine. Yeah, it's not a problem at all. I can obviously, if it is something I know, don't tend to get caught out very often. But if you do catch me out, it might be something I need to obviously come back to you with some links, some articles, some ideas, maybe a framework that I've not encountered yet that you need. But we can explore that together. You know, very, very open book here, and saying, you know, probably got a lot of stuff that will help you, but if I haven't and there's something else that you need, feel free to ask. We can always find that out for you as well. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I'm looking to kick off next week, and again I'll be doing another LinkedIn Live for that, is actually really interesting experience that I've had over the last 6 months. I've seen this really take sort of the best impact and the best effect, has been my podcast. If you haven't encountered that yet, if you search in Google Neil Wilkins podcast, you'll see that it's on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And this has been the fastest growth thing in terms of a channel for communicating out to my connections, my followers, and my friends and family and everybody else who knows me. This year, certainly, as I say, the last 6 months, I've seen some massive growth in terms of both the traction, but also the awareness that that my podcast has had. And it's not because necessarily I'm doing anything particularly clever with it yet, but that's what I want to talk to you about in a second, because it's an opportunity for you if you're interested here. But I think it is just one of those things that, you know, I and a number of other people have been predicting over the last I would say probably 2 years that audio and podcasts were going to make this kind of big resurgence back into the marketing mix. And I, for one, have very much seen this really take effect over the last, particularly 6 months. It's been really good all year, but I think over the last 6 months, I've seen like an increase in both traffic through it and listeners to it, and also how I've been sort of getting responses, which has been lovely. I mean, it's a really, really nice way of keeping in touch and communicating and kind of sharing how you're feeling about a particular subject or sharing something new that could be really of interest to the people who want to listen. And of course, podcasts are very, very easy to consume medium. It doesn't rely on you sitting there and kind of watching something for a prolonged period of time. It doesn't require you spending any time reading. It is literally something that can just go with you as you sort of travel, as you commute, as you kind of sit in there working on something else. So it's a really, really good thing to be involved in because it's very easy to consume, but it's also, and interestingly, very easy to produce. So you only need probably what you may well be watching this on right now, your smartphone. You can obviously do it on a desktop, but certainly it's a very, very easy thing to record and publish through a smartphone. So I'm going to be sharing a lot more about this whole kind of podcasting story and how it might be of use to you as you go into 2020. If you're not already doing audio as part of your content strategy in your marketing communications, there's a huge opportunity and I do want to share that with you. So I'll go into that a little bit more next week. But the big thing about the podcast is what I'm after for next year is to create as part of my podcast a series of hopefully what will be really interesting and insightful interviews. And this is where I'm going to put out an open invitation to you. It might not be the right time for you now, but it could be. If you have a product or service or story or thing that you want to be sharing with the world, I'm not suggesting that I have got, you know, millions of listeners on my podcast yet. Hopefully that will be the case in the future. But right here, right now, I've got a very focused audience and I know that they're listening. And there are ways, obviously, using LinkedIn and the like that we can kind of get this message out there and start promoting it more as we go through next year. And I certainly plan to. But my open invitation to you is that if you've got something that you want to share, what I'd like to do is to use my podcast channel to have a conversation with you, to have an interview with you. We can do it remotely. We can do it face to face. Depends, obviously, on, you know, us being in the same place at the same time for that. But we can certainly do this remotely. So I've got a number of different channels that I can use with you to be both recording. Maybe we do a live, maybe we do a LinkedIn live. I mean, that will certainly be a focus of the mind in terms of the interview style and technique for me, but also in terms of actually answering the questions for you. So if you have something you'd like to share, I would very, very much like to hear from you. So again, DM me, send me a direct message, send me an email, or comment in the thread below if that's also of interest to you. If you have something that you want to share, so maybe there's a real pet subject that you want to be broadcasting out to the world, you maybe not set up your own podcast channel, maybe you've already got your own podcast channel, so we can record something and then maybe share it between our two channels on our sort of podcast. I mean, that I think would be a really, really valuable thing for both of us. And this is what it's all about. It is about this co-creation of great, valuable content. If you are going to answer this question and you're there just trying to sell something to my audience or to your audience, we need to add some value on top of it. So I would always work, as you may well already have heard from me, with the 80-20 rule. So we're going to kind of use 80% of it to hopefully add some value. Maybe 20% of it is that you get a chance to kind of sell your services or sell your product or whatever it is that you're looking to communicate. But we want to add some real value. And this is the beauty of podcasts. It gives you the opportunity to add some real value to the audience. And so that's what I'd like to do. So I would love to hear from you if you have something that you want to share. Maybe it's a story, maybe it's a theme, maybe it's just a new idea that you just want to get out there and get some feedback for. Whatever it is, if it's a value to an audience and you think, you know, actually, yeah, I'd like to sort of be interviewed on this, then I'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to be putting together a schedule for next year. It will be kind of first come, first serve. So if you get in early, there's a good chance that we can schedule this early in the new year. Or if it's something that you feel is appropriate this side of Christmas, as you're watching this, then feel free to let me know that as well. You know, if it's something you want to get out there urgently, I'm due to do a couple of podcasts next week. So, you know, maybe we can do it then. So let me know. So two things there is the live.